Galaxy Audio presents Cattle King for a Day by L. Ron Hubbard. Chapter 1. Chinook Shannon was new to Montana. He did not know the simple courtesies connected with meeting road agents. In fact, he did not even know the term, being from Arizona, where road agents are just plain bandits. All Chinook Shannon knew was that the three men who had so suddenly leaped out in the trail before him meant no good to either his person or his property. As far as the person went, Chinook was rich, being young and range-toughened and well-proportioned. He had his health, a good gun eye, and a fine set of teeth. But as to property, he was somewhat beggared. His gear was battered after the 2 months' hard ride from Arizona to Montana. His bat wings were scarred. His boots had run over heels, and his spurs were dull. His hat was floppy with rain and wind, and his checkered shirt was just entering its third week unwashed. And so it was that Chinook Shannon felt little worried about these three gentlemen. He had come out of a creek bed and up the slope toward two huge boulders. A sudden movement had caused him to rein in. Three riders, more or less weathered and definitely tougher than bear steak, had swung into the trail. It was impossible to get by. Chinook crooked a heel around his apple horn, extracted a sack of bull, and built himself a smoke, keeping his eye upon the three holstered guns without seeming the least bit worried. The man in the lead had a complexion like fat meat, and the afternoon sun of the mountain fall was melting him drop by drop. Only his gun showed any care, and that glittered, polished with long and frequent usage.
"You're a stranger,"
decided the gentleman in the lead.
"Yep,"
said Chinook, lighting up as casually as possible.
"From desert country, judging the rig."
"Yep,"
replied Chinook.
"And you come a long ways fast."
100% so far. Long as we're telling fortunes, will I marry a blonde or brunette?"
"Neither,"
said the man in the lead.
"You ain't gonna live that long if you keep on up this trail."
"If I'm not mistaken, this is the public thoroughfare to Bull Butte."
"You ain't going to Bull Butte."
"Now, I wouldn't say that,"
replied Chinook easily.
"You're going to turn around and head south again, or else."
"Else what?"
"Else we'll cave a bank in on you, that's what."
"Think there's enough of you to do that?"
"Plenty."
"Sure you haven't got my identity tangled with somebody else?"
"Nope. According to a pal in Cheyenne, you're Chinook Shannon."
"Pleased to meet you."
"Yeah. I'm Jake Humphrey. Brad Kendall says you ain't going to arrive in Bull Butte."
"He's wrong. But thanks for the trouble. And thanks for the name."
"What name?"
snapped Humphrey.
"Brad Kendall's name. I was the least bit hazy who to look for."
Chinook set his toe back in the stirrup, took a long puff on the cigarette, flipped it down toward the stream, and gave every appearance of a man about to ride straight ahead. Jake Humphrey's two men kept their ground.
"I wouldn't want you to get hurt, but..."
His hand ripped inside his coat and steel flashed as his short gun came out. Chinook dug spur. His horse Wildcat reared. Chinook's peacemaker spewed thunder, flame, and lead. Humphrey's short gun leaped sideways and into the brush. The three horses before Chinook tangled up. Cursing, trying to get at their holsters, Humphrey's two lieutenants were almost thrown by the plunging Wildcat's rush between them. Chinook crouched low over Wildcat's mane. A .44 screamed between Wildcat's blurred forelegs. Chinook careened around a turn in the wooded trail, plunged off at right angles on a less distinct path, and raced ahead under the low branches, which whipped unmercifully at him. He came into a dry gulch, turned down it, scrambled up the side, darted into another patch of woods, and reined in. He could hear the far-off shouts of the three reception committee members.
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"